Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. One of the things that we try to do at Mormonism Research Ministry is to make our website as effective as possible. As you can probably understand, when you start adding a lot of material to any website at all, it can get very cluttered and very confusing very quickly. And finding information, of course, is absolutely essential when it comes to a good website. So we are constantly trying to refine and redesign and do some things to the website that will make it easier for you who is wanting to do some research on this subject of Mormonism to find the information that you're looking for. One of the things that Eric has done recently is to catalog, if you will, our Viewpoint on Mormonism radio shows. And we understand that a lot of people have not listened to all of the shows ever since the beginning. Some of you come on a little bit later, didn't know that we were even on the air, or maybe you were in another market. We don't always have all the older ones aired on a new station.
And we've been doing this for 3 years. I've had people come up to me and say, why don't you guys do a show on blank? And I'll say, well, as a matter of fact, we actually did. And I won't remember where it is. But if I go look in the archives, or actually what you just mentioned, an organized catalog that I put together, it will be seen that we've done that topic before. So you might be waiting for us to do a topic we may have already done and are not planning to do in the near future.
Now, first of all, we need to tell you how to find this catalog. You need to go to mrm.org, and then on the right-hand side, the upper right-hand side, you're going to see what looks like a dark box that says in red and white, On Air. You click on that, and it will take you to a page that's mrm.org/podcast. Once you get to that page, you're going to see several links. The top link says Archive. Now, what will Archive take you to, Eric?
That's going to take you in a chronological order from the first day we did the show until the very latest.
And I might mention, that's off-site. That is not ours. We have to put the shows on that particular page. For whatever reason, it's above my head, but they're there. All of them are there from the first to the last and down at the bottom.
Some people have actually scanned through there and picked out whatever topics were of interest to them. We've had a number of people tell us that they have heard all of the shows. They just started to pick them one after the other, put them on their iPod, and there they went. And there are over 800 shows. That's quite a bit.
Now, this page that we are at right now lists a lot of the recent shows that we have aired. So you can find links to recent shows that have been on the air for the past, what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So whatever there are on the bottom, it says listen online. Those are our newest shows, and it will only cover the day of that it actually airs. So the day that you get on there, will be that day's show.
But if you want to know what some of the other programs are that we have aired and you're interested in what that topic might be, then you would want to click on the link that says Organized Catalog of All Shows. Now, once you do that, what Eric has done, I think, will be a huge help, because as you scroll down, you'll see subjects, and it's these subjects that you might be interested in. We want to talk about some of those subjects that we have discussed already. And I think probably during the year of 2014, one of the hottest issues that we discussed had to be the gospel topic essays. These are essays that the Mormon Church has posted on LDS.org, and by posting them on an official website, that gives them some credibility, at least it should, when you were talking with your LDS friends.
In 2014, we did a total of 8 series on gospel topic essays. Go down to the gospel topic essays in alphabetical order. You'll see everything from plural marriage in Kirtland and Nauvoo, which we did last month in November. We did 12 parts, and so you can just click on any of those 12 parts. If you want to hear them all, you can do that as well. We also try to include some articles that would go with that particular series. At the end of each of these descriptions, there will be something like an article. Sometimes I'll put several articles there that might be helpful to you to read in conjunction with the series that we did. And so with Plural Marriage in Kirtland and Nauvoo, we actually went through that essay paragraph by paragraph and responded to that essay.
We also did the First Vision accounts. Did several shows on the First Vision accounts, as well as the big question, are Mormons Christians?
Yeah.
We went through that essay trying to look at some of the argumentation that is being used by the scholars that put these things together. And we might mention that again. The gospel topic essays, folks, were not put together by general authorities in the church. They were not put together by their ecclesiastical leaders. They are actually written by scholars. We don't know who these scholars are, and I'm sure there were different scholars for different topics, but they're anonymous. And you might say, well, does that kind of take away the impact of citing one of these essays to my LDS friend? It shouldn't. It shouldn't, because of the fact that it's posted on LDS.org. So you should feel safe in being able to bring something up from these essays. And if you want some background on some of the issues that are included in this list of essays that the Mormon Church was not quite as transparent as they could have been, well, that's the purpose of the radio show, to kind of fill in the blanks.
Yeah, so we did 9 parts on that, and that aired in May of 2014. We also did a set on Book of Mormon and DNA studies. We did 4 parts on that in February. These have been invaluable for us on our radio shows. We've spent a lot of this year, I don't know how many of the shows total, but a number of them focusing on these because the church thinks they're important enough to put up on their website. We want to respond.
As of this recording, it's not as easy as you would think to get to some of these essays. At least they can say, well, we've put them up there. It's your fault if you can't find them.
It almost seems, and we've talked about this before, that perhaps they don't want people to get to those, but it's still nice to have them there so the Mormon can say, well, we've responded to that. Just because you've responded to something doesn't mean you've responded to it well.
That's the problem. I think the most egregious of all the gospel topic essays had to be the race and the priesthood statement, where they basically threw Brigham Young under the bus and made it sound like it was Brigham Young that was behind banning blacks from holding the priesthood, even though up until 1978, Mormon leaders were insisting that that was not the case, that that could be traced back to Joseph Smith. Although I will admit, a lot of those Mormon leaders that did say that, tried to blame Joseph Smith for this, they didn't come up with a lot of good primary sources, but that's what they believed and that's what they taught. Of course, the Mormon Church today is saying basically that Joseph Smith really had nothing to do with this, and Brigham Young was to be blamed for the ban that was for most of the history of the LDS Church. It's only changed in 1978.
We did a number of other series. One that was a lot of fun was Warren Jeff's predictions from prisons that he made. He actually wrote a whole volume explaining the prophecies that he said God gave him.
We should mention that Warren Jeffs is the leader of the
FLDS,
the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They are not affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, headquartered in Salt Lake City. We want to make that very clear. But in our opinion, we do think that the fundamentalist groups, those splinter groups of Mormons who hold to the story of Joseph Smith, the Book of Mormon, and Mormon doctrine, actually, like I say, in our opinion, they follow much closer the 19th century Mormonism of folks like Joseph Smith and Brigham Young.
Back in July, we did a 5-part series on what to look for in a church. In conjunction with a page that I put together on our website, you can get it on the main page of churches we recommend in the state of Utah for those who are leaving Mormonism and want to know which church should I go to. There are a number of them here in Utah, but we wanted people to understand there are certain things you need to look for. So if you're somebody who's leaving Mormonism, we don't want you to head toward atheism or agnosticism. We need you to find a good Bible-believing church. And so that I think that was an important series for us. And a number of people have been using our website to help recommend churches for their friends who might live in a certain part of Utah who aren't going to church. Another one we did was in September, a 3-part series on Was Joseph Smith a Braggart? I thought that was a fascinating series.
Yeah, that was our response to Dr. Daniel Peterson, who wrote an article making it sound like that statement where Joseph Smith said that he had done more than even Jesus in keeping a church together. Dr. Peterson was trying to give the impression that that really wasn't bragging on the part of Joseph Smith. But it was kind of strange, though, wasn't it, Eric? Because after he tries to defend the statement by Joseph Smith that is so controversial out of the history of the church, then he tries to argue that we don't even know if that statement's real, that it was even authentic. We don't even know if Joseph Smith even said it. I thought that was a strange defense of that.
I think what you said at the beginning of the show is important. The idea that we do these shows and they seem to fade away if you're listening to the radio, of course.
Well, it's kind of like a blog site. And this is one of my big beef with blog sites, because with ours especially, Mormon Coffee, Sharon puts a lot of time into putting those articles up. And I've often said to Sharon, I says, it's too bad because those articles go up and they're there for a week. They're a blip. And then you go on to a couple more new ones. And a lot of people don't seem to realize that we still have them there. You just don't see them as easily. You have to go into an archive on that as well. And we don't want to lose those because we put a lot of time into the blog. We put a lot of time into the radio. And we want people to know that they are still available and they can get them.
So once again, you need to go to mrm.org. On the right side where it says on air, the box on the right, click on that. And then you can either go to the archives or you can go to the catalog we were just talking about that's done in alphabetical order. That is kept up to date. Every week we add to that. You know, and if this radio ministry has helped you in any way, you might want to consider before the end of the year to make a donation. Prayers are important, but we also need to be able to have financial support. And this month, we have a special for the month of December. If you go to our main site, the very top, it says Help MRM Finish in the black and get a free DVD. That DVD, Bill, is Jericho on Earth by our friend Joel Kramer. Excellent production for a donation of $50.50. And somebody might say, why $50.50? Because it's a 50-50 proposition. 50% us, 50% you. We need to have a team, and you are our team, and you can give more, but in your donation with 50 cents, we'll send you a free copy of Jericho on Earth. A donor has given us these copies to be able to hand out to anyone who would give us that amount or more. Any help you can give us will be beneficial to helping MRM stay on the air to continue doing what we do.
And we do appreciate being able to minister to you in this way, and we do hope that you will consider praying for us as a ministry in this coming year.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Have you ever wondered where you can go in downtown Salt Lake City to browse the largest inventory of Christian books on the Mormon religion? Well, the answer is the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located at 1358 South and West Temple, just across the street from the Smith Ballpark. Whether you're looking for a basic introduction or a more scholarly work, Sandra Tanner and her staff will assist you in finding the appropriate resources so you can better understand the LDS religion. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore also carries dozens of books that Sandra and her husband Gerald have written over the past five decades. This includes their comprehensive work, Mormonism, Shadow or Reality. So, once again, if you have questions about the LDS faith, there is always somebody behind the desk who would be more than happy to assist you. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 1 to 5. Remember, when in Salt Lake City, be sure to come check out the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located right there at 1358 South and West Temple.